Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy. The Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time back.
Don't say that. Yes. We'll entertain you and inform you as long as we can.
You're sounding desperate.
Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
Have either of you ever gone out of your way seeking something that you love? For instance, during COVID, my hairdresser, she chose to move to another venue in another town, like 15 miles away.
What was wrong with her?
I don't know. I had to start traveling there so I could be guaranteed of this lovely do.
And it is beautiful.
Thanks. I sought her out. I went out of my way to find her because we women all know you have to have the hairdresser you trust with your hair.
You do.
So I often look for Cuban music, hot Cuban music when I am on vacation. That is a must. Seafood, because I'm living in the middle of Wisconsin and I never get actually seafood. Mm-hmm. Turquoise water.
Turquoise water?
Yeah.
Oh, the
turquoise
color.
Ocean. Oh, yeah. Ocean.
I was thinking jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. And sandy beaches. I seek those things out. What about you, Anne?
Well, when I am out of the area where I live, I find myself looking for bakeries.
I do.
I've got a sweet tooth. I love to see if there's
you would never know that.
Bakery.
I know. I'm just looking at you right now. But fine, if you want to say you have a sweet tooth. Okay.
I do.
Well, whenever we're on vacation, when I was working at the Montessori school, I would say, Mike, let's go look for a Montessori school here. And he would say, we're on vacation. I'd say, I know, but let's just go see. We'd spend all morning looking for a Montessori school because I just had to compare like what they did and what the setups were. And I recall we went to one in Dominican Republic, Seattle, Honolulu, and even China.
Wow.
They had great Montessori schools in all those places.
Oh, that's cool.
I find that I seek out songbirds.
Songbirds.
I sit in my kitchen in the morning and sip my coffee and look at the birds. Yeah. I look for deer, squirrels, chipmunks. I do live in the country, so I know that not everyone can enjoy these things. These are peaceful bits of nature that make me feel good.
Ditto. I love that.
I do too. I have a kind of a different track here, I guess, on seeking out. I do look for new friends and opportunities to continue to grow the relationships that I have with my current friends. So that's actually a gift that one of my brothers gave me. He is very deliberate and intentional about seeking out friends.
It's a good one.
It is, and so much better than like Cuban music.
No, Cuban music.
And after that, I was going to say, I look and seek out yarn shop.
So you seek out yarn shops.
Well, yeah. If you were a knitter, you wouldn't even think that was odd. These days when my husband can't find me on a vacation, all he has to do is ask a local where the yarn shop is.
And there you are.
I am. I've even had a tour bus drop me off in a small town in Germany. I found yarn in a small street in Cork, Ireland, and we located looked for an extra hour to find one in Cody, Wyoming.
There you go.
Well, you had mentioned bakeries. What I like, if I go to a restaurant, I look for recipes for dishes that have black garlic.
Oh, really?
It's a fermented garlic. It is so good. I look for salads with blue cheese, which my husband does not like.
Well, what do you do? Do you go and look at the menus of these places or what?
I know a couple places that have these things, but
on
a menu and,
these are the
things that I would buy. Salads with blue cheese, with cranberries, with goat cheese and almonds.
That sounds really good.
Things that, you know, we have salads at home, but not that special.
Right.
And when I used to travel more, when we went to cities, maybe I was searching for nature again, but we would often go to a botanical garden.
Oh, yeah.
And just, and they were all different.
Did you go to one in Thailand?
Probably. That was 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But as far as botanical gardens, the whole place is a garden there.
Wow.
Yeah, here in Wisconsin, in Madison, Ulbricht Gardens in Madison has is a wonderful botanical garden.
It's lovely.
Their orchid shows are great.
And okay, and
what?
Okay, I seek out this one cat.
What cat?
Meow.
Oh, oh,
cat,
I know what you're talking about.
A cat in the window.
Oh,
it's true. My husband and I, every time we go for a walk around the lake in our town, we purposely seek out the large window in a ranch house along our route. What are we seeking? Why, a cat, of course. Many times we find him sitting in the window, looking outside at the squirrels and birds and probably us. We're ecstatic when he's there and a bit disappointed when he's not.
Aww.
Well, how about Thai restaurants?
Oh, I'm with you on that.
That's the other thing.
I go
to a city or I go to La Crosse and I want to go to a Thai restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We cook every day from scratch, but... And we do some Thai dishes, but it's nice to just go somewhere and have the whole
all made for you.
Anne likes that type of cooking, too.
I'm a big stir-fry person. Mm. Yeah.
So how about you, listeners? What do you go out of your way for, seeking something you love?
They'll have to let us know. Thank you so much. And thank you, Anne, for joining us.
Absolutely. I am loving it.
We come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
away, don't bother me. I'm tired of your insanity. There ain't no great conspiracy. Well, you think if you shout it out loud and long, everybody's gonna wanna sing your song. You can fool some people sometimes, but you don't fool me. Sitting at your desktop late.
Testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.